AM, 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave Constantino, joined with Adam Pelche. We're also syndicating across several different campus community stations here in Canada. Thanks to those stations and to CJAM. We ended off that set. It was all tracks from Wilderness of Mirrors by the Black Angels, an album that came out late last year. Actually, I'm not sure if it was late last year, but it was last year. And I just felt we didn't play enough from it, and I wanted to play a track from each side of the record.
Yeah, it did come out later on in the year, which is why I think we may have overlooked playing it too frequently. But it is a really great double record, and it's highly recommended to check it out if you haven't already. Just going through those songs backwards that we heard, one from each side of the record. We heard Icon. I'll let you handle the next one.
100 Flowers of Paracousia.
Then we heard Make It Known, and we started things off with
Al Jardine.
Yeah, with that said, that's the set. Highly recommended record. We have heard that apparently the very elliptical album artwork somehow spells out Mirror over and over again.
I didn't see it yet.
I feel like that's an urban legend, or I've always been bad at those magic eyes.
Those magic eyes. 3D, you gotta cross your eyes.
And you're like, oh, it's a donkey. It's like, it's not. It's a bunch of swirls.
I think if you cross your eyes and unconcentrate your mind and then pull it away slowly, you still might not see it.
You probably won't, and you'll probably get a headache. But what will not give you a headache, potentially, is what we're about to play. Coming up next, a brand new EP by Dry Cleaning. They had their sophomore release last year, which we did love and we played quite a bit of. But they have a new EP highlighting some cuts from the album sessions that were not released. Actually, some more rocking ones, some more psychedelics, and some different mixes from album cuts that were officially released in a different format. So this is a really cool odds and ends mini EP. We're also going to hear some new music from Yves Tumar, Boyhood, and more in the set. So rather than talk too much, Dave, let's just get to it and hear new music from Dry Cleaning.
Okay, yeah, let's get to it here. You're listening to, what song are we going to hear? Swampy.
Swampy from the Swampy EP here on CJAM 99.1 FM.
Thank you. circle, and I don't want anybody to depend on me. If you say you love me and like your happiness only depends on me, it might not be true love. Maybe there's something in me that you want, but you think it's love. It's not love.
Magical.
A sweet slice of cake function there. Yes, Cake Function indeed is the name of the band. We heard something from this Montreal group from their album Leisure Project called Interior is Lifestyles. I'm Adam here with Dave, and we're just wrapping up this edition of Revolution Rock. It's been a great show. We've highlighted music from Roxy Music and the 50th anniversary of For Your Pleasure, did an entire set dedicated to the Black Angels, highlighted some other artists such as Norma Tanega. See, I almost said it wrong, too. Mono Negatives and more. So, Dave, thank you for this great show. What else did we hear in that set before Cake Function?
We heard the band Boyhood, and we heard a track called Stranger. This comes from a release, My Dread, and the band is actually from Frontenac, Ontario. I'm not sure specifically where that is, but...
I think it's around Frontenac.
It's somewhere in Ontario. And before that, we heard music from Co-op. We heard the song Magic Eraser.
Yeah, this band hails from Vancouver, BC. We heard this track from Reward System, which is their latest release. You know what? Magic Erasers. You wouldn't think they work so well, but they get those stains out. Absolutely great.
Sure.
Before that, new music from Eve's Tomorrow, who's getting a lot of acclaim and a lot of attention for their latest release, an album titled, and buckle in for this one, Praise a Lord Who Chews But Which Does Not Consume, or simply Hot Between Worlds. What a title, and what an artist. Eve's Tomorrow, as I have argued, kind of amalgamates the type of music that you would expect to hear from Public Image Limited and Prince into a weird mixture, as is continuing on this new album with that track we heard titled Ecolia. And we started things off a little bit with a psychedelic twist with new music from Dry Cleaning. We heard something from their Swampy EP. What did we hear, Dave?
We heard the title track, Swampy.
And, you know, I'm feeling not too swampy right now, I'm glad. But with that said, I don't want to overstay my welcome. It's been a good evening. I do want to encourage everyone to stay tuned to CJAM, though, after this. We do have Mark Casabon with the longstanding Cowboys and Indies program here on After, and you're going to want to stay tuned to CJAM throughout your Saturday evening for great programming. And we do want to remind you, in 2 weeks, we are going to be having the CJAM Pledge Drive. It's starting April 1st. We're actually going to be one of the kickoff shows for it for that day.
Yes, I'm not sure which time specifically. It starts usually around noon. Mm-hmm. But yes, it's the one time a year we ask for support from the community, and we'll be telling you more about that in the coming weeks as we get closer to that date. We didn't actually have one last year, so there's lots of great stuff coming through this year, some events, and a new CJAM t-shirt design and tote bag. So we'll talk about that more, but right now we're going to end off with another new track, this one from Fiddlar. They have a new EP out.
Yeah, it's titled That's Life. It has a wonderful image of someone stepping in a piece of gum on the sidewalk, something I think we can all relate to, unfortunately. And it's their usual mixture of pop punk, noise rock, and other things that they grew up listening to into a weird sandwich. And speaking of sandwich, we're going to hear the song Sand on the Beach. Would not recommend eating a sandwich on the beach unless you like grains between your bread.
Or a sandwich with sand in it.
Or a sandwich with sand. Is that where multigrain comes from? Is it grains of sand?
I don't know.
As we ponder these and many more questions, we're going to bid you adieu and hope you have a great Saturday night. With that said, oh, Dave, I almost forgot. Reminding people to check out what?
Our website. revrock.blogspot.com. We always post the playlists and things about the bands that we play. So, yeah, you can go there if you want to find out more about the show and some of the stuff we've been playing lately. So, but let's get to the last song we're going to play. If time, maybe we'll squeeze in another. This is music from Fiddlar, Sand on the Beach, from their latest release, That's Life, only on CJAM 99.1 FM.
And I'll buy you all the sand on the beach, sand on the beach. Well, I'm here if you wanna talk, 'cause your man's out of reach and you only have a week. Well, I think that we should get tropical. Or maybe buy you all the sand on the beach, the sand on the beach. Well, I'm here if you wanna talk, 'cause your man's out of reach and you only have a week. Well, I think that we should get tropic.
Detail. You can be the successor.